Animals are farmed for all sorts of reasons, including their meat, their milk and their wool. But what effect does this farming process have on them, and in particular on their mental and psychological health? John Webster is from the University of Bristol's Veterinary School.
Farm animals are sentient creatures. That's to say, not only do they have feelings, which I think everyone would recognise, but these are really complex feelings, whereby they have an emotional view of the world. They seek to feel good, they seek to avoid pain. And what happens, if they achieve those goals, then they start to feel better and better, and they become confident and tame, and they start, in essence, to enjoy life. But with too many farming systems, particularly the intensive farming systems where animals are so constrained, they find themselves unable to do what they need to meet their physiological and behavioural needs. And so we see a progressive mood shift to anxiety or clinical depression. And at this point, stress turns into suffering, and at this point, we have a real moral problem.
And how do we know that the animals are really depressed? Isn't that sort of putting human emotions on top of an animal which we can't necessarily be sure are true?
You can't answer it in any simple way. It's a fuzzy question in science you have to address from certain roots. You can address it from changes in behaviour, abandoning the sort of spontaneous pleasure behaviours like grooming, socialising, things of this nature. You can look at certain changes in hormone patterns which help, but they don't tell the whole story. And equally, you could actually give them the same antidepressant drugs we give to humans and watch a mood change. Their mood changes are very similar to ours.
If we can then imagine that if I felt clinically depressed and was feeling very bad and therefore an animal must feel like that, what is that doing to the whole situation on the farm and the other animals around it and ultimately, of course, the food we're eating?
Well, of course, when sows were kept in sow stalls or hens were kept in battery cages, they were all clinically depressed, so it was sort of thoroughly grim for all. In many cases, you see pigs and other animals performing so-called stereotypic behaviour. This is mindless, neurotic, repetitive, pointless behaviour. Very, very similar to the sort of head rocking and head banging you used to see in children in Romanian orphanages that have been locked up in their cots for sort of 3 or 4 years on end. You see very similar signs of profound depression, and really, at that point, they've almost gone mad. They've really lost their understanding of the world.
So what sort of things can we do, presumably to carry on farming animals, but actually make it more humane for them?
The most important thing is society has to demand better standards of animal welfare. At the moment, most people in society say we think farmers should bring about higher welfare standards, but they're not prepared to buy the food when it gets into the shop. There's some exceptions. Free-range eggs are a good example. But generally speaking, society forgets about animal welfare when they go and pick the food off the shelf. If society can first become aware of the welfare problems of the sentient farm animals and then act upon it, then the farmers will respond. The farmers will produce any sort of food that society demands. And I know from talking with farmers that in areas where they are producing high welfare products or organic products to much higher standards, these farmers have rediscovered a pride in farming that they'd lost.
Is it actually possible, though, to farm animals and be humane at the same time? Or really and truly should we be saying, well, that's it, no animals farmed at all?
Well, no animals farmed at all is impossibilism. It isn't going to happen. Whatever we in the British middle class think, it just isn't going to happen. So really, that sort of megaphone diplomacy saying a plague on all your farmers just won't work. What we have to do is we have to try to make these things work. We have to give proper respect to the farm animals within a sort of social contract whereby the farmer gets a decent reward for looking after his animals well, and the animals, though killed at the end of the day or made to work for their living by producing eggs or milk, actually stay reasonably fit and enjoy reasonable comfort and security for the whole of their working lives.
And what do you think some of the easy and simple things that farmers can do, say today, that would enable farm animals to have a better way of life?
Farmers can't do anything until the public demands it, but there are increasingly a series of high welfare quality assured schemes, such as the RSPCA Freedom Food Schemes. And the farmers who've taken the initiative to get logged into those schemes, on the whole, are doing quite well and usually getting a slight premium for their food. They see the advantages of it. It's a marketing strategy for them.
From the University of Bristol Veterinary School, that's John Webster.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.